And all we had was potash. Mm-hmm. Mom would make potash soap. I know you heard tell of that.
I've heard of it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she'd make that soap. And we would put that soap in that pot and put them old overalls and things like that. He was now what the men were. And we'd put them in that pot and we would boil them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd take them out and lay them on that bench and we had that big old stick with flat end on it. We'd take it and hit them clothes. We'd just turn them over and battle them and beat them and beat them and beat them till we'd get them clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd rinse them, wash them on that board and hang them out. And we called it a battling stick.
Mm-hmm. That sure is interesting. Well, I never heard of that before.
One had to get wood for the... One had to keep water in the pot and boil the clothes, and one had to keep the fire under it, and the other had to get stuff to put under that to make the fire.
Mm-hmm.
The others was washing all the time, so just everybody doing something all the time.
So again, you knew you had to work, but
yeah.
It was just a matter of what you were going to do.
Yeah.
Well, did you all ever fight about who was going to do it?
Well, sometimes we got the other's job, what he wanted to do, so you...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how girls and boys are. They want to do this and want you to do that. They don't want to do that and want you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we choose that job and they get ours. See, and what was left for them, they have to take it, and then we get in the fuss.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday night, we would go to the creek and sing the creek, catch fish. Ooh, we'd catch fish. We'd have a big sack full of them.
Mm-hmm.
One of them burlap sacks, you know, and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
That's what we We'd make about three hollows in that creek and we'd have all the fish we could eat in 2 days.
My God.
That long time.
Wow, what kind of fish were they?
They was catfish and carp and honeyheads, we call them. It was a little fish group about that long and about that big around. And they had horns on the head up there. You know where the nose are?
Yeah, uh-huh.
They had about 5-6 horns on each side.
My God.
We call them honeyheads. Don't you touch that. And them was real good. They
mm-hmm.
were just right to fry. You see, they'd be back that long and back that big around.
Yeah.
Just get the insides out and steal them and cook them.
Uh-huh.
And then those carp, they were real good too. But sometimes we'd eat one too big to cook.
Uh-huh.
And we'd put them back in there.
Well, what about on Sunday? What did you all do on Sunday?
Well, sometimes we went to church and sometimes we went to the swamp.
And what did you do in the swamp?
Well, we hunted and just like young ones will do, you know.
Mm-hmm. You mean just sort of mess around?
Mess around and get a whole... These old bay trees, you know, used to grow in the swamp around there. And I bet y'all names on everyone back there.
But on Sundays, you all didn't have to work? I guess you still had to milk the cows, didn't you?
Well, we had to do that.
And all that.
We didn't work all day Sunday, so we had time off on Sunday, about an hour or two anyway, and we'd go to the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And if we didn't go to church, we'd go to the woods.
Well, what about Sunday afternoon?
We would sit around and sing and play the... They have a radio.
Uh-huh.
Not radio either, but it was old thing.
Oh, yeah, I know. Gramophone?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Have to wind up the door and have records put on.
Uh-huh.
We'd sing and play that.
Well, were there many people living close by you all?
Yeah, we had plenty neighbors.
Uh-huh.
It was thickly settled.
Uh-huh.
But I had never moved but once since I moved. Married. We lived up down at the river when I first married this man here. And we moved back down to where we lived at before I married, and then we moved right here, and I haven't moved since.
Uh-huh.
28 years.
Well, was your first husband from this county too?
Yeah, he was born and raised in Baldwin County.
Uh-huh. Was he a farmer too?
Yes, Brooklyn. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Most everybody I talk to seems to be.
Yeah, well, they didn't have nothing else to do. They had nothing they could do.
I guess you really pretty well had the farm if you wanted to eat.
If you got anything to eat, you had to get out there and make it.
Uh-huh. Well, did you all raise everything that you needed?
We raised everything we eat except our flour bread. When my granddad was living, he raised that.
Mm-hmm.
But after he died, we didn't raise anything, any more wheat.
Uh-huh.
We raised our corn and meat and beef and had buttermilk and vegetables, and we'd buy our flour bread, and we'd have shortening from them hogs. You see, we'd get lard from them when we killed hogs. We'd dry that lard up and have that to use.
Oh, well, that's a whole other story. Tell me how lard was made.